Hi again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Action Surge Radio. I'm John Largent. You know, recently I had the opportunity to sit down in a very casual setting with international life coach, business coach, corporate consultant, Joanna Suwala. With a dynamic personality, a thriving consulting business, and key insight into the world of personal and business growth, she is one of the new change agents for the 21st century and is very much in demand. Let's go to that interview right now with Joanna Suwala. So Joanna, thank you so much for joining me here. What a great setting.
Yeah, it is.
So where did you find this place, for example?
This cafe?
Yes.
It's kind of like my virtual office of South Tone. And I have a little group called the Real Housewives of San Antonio.
Oh, yeah?
And they're not housewives. We're all professionals that work for ourselves, and then we meet and sit and work together. And it's also men involved, so it's not even just
nice.
Women. So
you just gave it that moniker.
Because because it's funny.
You have an interesting background. I was looking at your biography, and I could tell in your voice, is that the Southern Belle that we were talking about earlier? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yes, I'm definitely Southern Belle. I'm a Southern Belle from Sweden. And I came here when I was 17, many years ago now. And then but I spent most of my time in the U.S., in New York, 18 years in New York. And now I've been in San Antonio for the past almost 3 years.
So in New York, were you already doing consulting work?
Yeah. So the 18 years really consisted of being a coach.
And was that in a corporate setting, or had you already branched out on your own?
I was on my own, and then I got scooped up by a consulting firm, and I was with them for 5 to 6 years. And then once I came to here, I went back on my own again.
Okay.
So that's been my trajectory.
I wanted to touch on a couple of things before we talk specifics, but in today's world, there's so much information out there, and there's so many people offering up their information.
Yeah.
How do you get the clutter out of the information that's really going to help a business, or more importantly, the individual, achieve their goals?
Well, I think you have to be really sensitive to your own nature. And what I mean by that is that there is a tremendous amount of good information out there, and also not so good. But among all the good information, there's going to be information that particularly suits you and your nature. But to be able to take advantage of that, you have to know your own nature, which is what I do with my clients, right? Like, know thyself.
Right.
To thine own self be true. And what is that? And most people haven't done the deep thinking to really dig into that. Because once you really know that, then your eye will be set towards that. So you'll be able to spot it much easier. Like in an information stream of 100 messages, your eye will catch that.
Do you think that's why you're in so demand? Because sometimes from a company perspective and your own personal perspective, those goals clash.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you disseminate between what your company, what your boss, what you, maybe even if you've got your own business,
mm-hmm.
the business goals and what your personal, because I know personally, mm-hmm. they were often in conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you overcome that, or how do you just address that?
Well, I think that people really have to acknowledge the power of language. So when it's all in your head, your mind runs like a loop. Remember the old tapes? Mm-hmm. I was around when there was still mm-hmm. audio tapes.
Oh,
right?
Me too.
I remember you can put them on a loop, right? You can put your iTunes on loop too. But what happens is that you keep churning the same issue over and over. And there's a lot of should. Should I? I should be doing this. I should be doing that. And I shouldn't. I? Like, and that never ends. So the trick is to get it out of you. Because on paper, for example, or in a conversation, the list is actually finite. It ends. The list of your complaints or things that don't work for you, 10 major things, maybe, even if that, and then there are variations thereof, right? So if you can then get that out, now you can begin to sort. It's a sorting project. Like, this belongs in my life, this doesn't. And if you're in a setting or if you're in a company where, like, you're doing something you really don't like, what's missing is invention. Once I have that list out with you, I can go, okay, so these are your complaints, right? Now we're going to handle it within the company. It's very similar to a couple that are having trouble. And their first thought is divorce. Oh, this means we have to divorce. But if their credo and their commitment was, we're going to sort everything out within the commitment, within the marriage, now it's Lego blocks. You begin to be creative inside of it. And much can be done inside before your last resort of a company quitting or having a divorce.
Do you find it difficult with type A personalities that don't necessarily look at things that way? It's full steam ahead, and I'm going to do it this way, and this is the way it's going to be done because it's always been done this way.
Uh-huh.
Are you able to break through that with your clients?
And well, really I am kind of one.
Okay.
So after 18 years in New York, you're formed that way. So I understand that type of person. And what I with a person like that, you just have to funnel their energy because there's so much energy. You just want to make sure you steer it in the right direction. It's like a really good racing horse. It just needs a bit of training, and then it runs beautifully.
Do you find it similarly difficult to bring people out of their shell? Because we talked about certain things we don't talk about. Mm-hmm. We don't talk about our tend to internalize,
yes,
our accomplishments, and so we minimalize them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so is that equally challenging to bring that welling up in folks that have it inside them,
yeah,
but don't necessarily exhibit that in their personal or business life?
Yeah. Well, it took a while to kind of crack the code to understand it. And then I've been joking that it's kind of like a cowboy culture. You know, when you have problems, you ride off in the desert on your own and shoot a few rounds, and you don't spill your right, your problems. You deal with them. You buck up, right?
Right.
Go out on the ranch and you be a man or a woman about it. But humans are humans, and people are people, and they need other people. So when I would start to talk to people and kind of dig a little deeper, after a while, it cracked. So it's like, I'm fine, I need help. And then, yeah, I'm drowning. It's like, there's the real human, right? Because a real human deals with all of it.
Well, you also bring a real unique perspective into your coaching in that you have equal parts business and the arts.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people can say they bring that skill set to the table. How does the balance between that creative side, mm-hmm, and hardcore business side,
yeah,
how is that advantageous to transfer that information to your clients? Because I think it brings a really unique perspective.
Well, I think people are inherently creative. And I think that if you can nurture any kind of creative hobby in your life, it will benefit business. Because even, you know, I have a music degree, but music is mathematical. It's analytical. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. It really shows that people who are good at music are good at math, are good at chess, are good at strategy. So I don't think you can really separate between, oh, this is a creative person, this is not a creative person. I think everybody is. But finding that access, it just enhances every other area of your life. And I also think that especially in this economy as well, like, people so feel like they have to pull themselves up by the bootstraps and make things happen, and it begins to get kind of forceful, because also there can be desperation, like, where's my next buck gonna come from? And so what happens is they disconnect from their own essence and their own center. And when you do that, then it's very hard to make connections with the world. So you then deal with these two opposite messages called, I gotta go out, make it happen. And then you also know, to make it happen, it's all relationship building. And we know that too. It's all about your network, it's all about your black book. But if you feel so stressed that you can't connect with people, it's a huge dilemma. So one of the things that I do is just to kind of, we begin to bring people back to, where are you? Like, where are you in all of this? Because you begin to feel like, instead of being at the hub of the wheel, if you picture a wheel, and all the spokes of your life emanate from that, but you're still kind of the steady center, you begin to feel like one of the spokes, and you just spin faster and faster and faster. So then I want to move you from that edge of the wheel into the center, so that you really become the director, and that it comes from you, and you can just slow down. You know, in the eye of the storm, it's calm. Right?
What is the one recurring, I don't want to say mistake, but the one recurring action or habit or lack of habit that really prevents people from moving forward in their lives? Because we are creatures of habit, and we all tend to emulate each other. And sometimes that can become a feeding frenzy of negativity and things like that. So is there one like core issue or maybe a few issues that you see over and over again and it's just like, here we go again?
I think that the first thing that comes to mind, two things. One is conscious choosing. So you choose all the time. I'm going to take on this project, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do business with this person. But it is often informed by your old patterns and your old habits and even your wisdom and knowledge. And to do that, you can't really create from that place. So conscious choosing is that if I want to go over there, you have to kind of look at your future goal and then work backwards. If I want to end up there, what kind of people do I need to connect with? Versus starting over here and beginning to just kind of scramble. So that's the conscious choosing, so that you can really be where you are, and the choice you made is one you can back up consciously. That's one. And the other one may sound a little hokey, but it's varying degrees and versions of self-love. And there is very little training in self-love. People who have a solid spiritual practice might have it, but I find it very uncommon. It comes out in addictions, it comes out in stress, it comes out in ways that people treat themselves in ways they think they have to or should or need to. It's a compensation tool because they just don't have the tools to love and honor themselves.
Yeah. Well, and it seems like it seems like that's even heightened during the holiday season. Mm-hmm. And with the holiday season, we're in the midst of it. Talk about your taking stock for the holidays.
Yeah. So I'm leading this teleseminar next week on December 20th at 7:15 Central, 8:15 Eastern. And it's just an hour. And I'm giving people tools in that hour to go home powerfully. Because I've met a lot of people, they are just not looking forward to Christmas. They are just already preparing to just muscle through it. They know who they're going to see there. They know there are going to be tensions. And I promise, like, the best Christmas ever. Because it's all about the quality of your conversations. And getting some tools on how to have those conversations and tackle issues that, let's say, always come up around this time, will have them have a much better experience of Christmas. So it's not just something that they drink and eat their way through, and they can't wait to get home.
Right. And it's things that they can probably take back with them to create in their lives away from family.
That's right.
Well, the other thing that goes along with the holidays is New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
And they last until it's maybe the first or second week. And,
yes.
And tell me about the Best Body Blitz, because this is the time where people, fitness, weight loss, better health is always at the top of people's lists.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think why this group is different. Again, it's a virtual group. The people get on coaching calls with me twice a month. And then we have a secret Facebook page where they log their food and exercise every day. And it's a community. And so that's all something that's very supportive. But I think how it's different is that it's such a yes. Like, it's not shutting down your whatever you're doing, right? You shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, it's always about denial.
Yeah, like, right, and don't eat this, and cut out the butter, do that. So if you're just left alone to be exactly how you are now, and now we're going to work on lifestyle change over time, and we're going to talk about it so that you can get more and more enlightened for yourself while you make certain choices, so that every step of the way, let's say you know one night you ate terribly. Instead of focusing on what that meal was, and you shouldn't be eating what you just ate, we look at how come? Why? And if we peel that back, next time you're about to binge, you go, I think it's the same reason as last time. And then you begin to backtrack and you go, when I put in 14 hours a day at work, that I do that. So next time you log your 14 hours and you come home and then you get that urge, you go, this must have been a 14-hour day. I've been here before. So it becomes like a cool game of archaeology, or like you're a detective. You're on to yourself. You're like, right. You catch it.
You see patterns, and you're able to yep. adjust.
That's right. And then it kind of naturally starts to happen. Instead of imposing rules on you that you're now making yourself follow, only to burst out in an explosion of rebellion, you're then going, oh. Like, there's an insight around it. So the insight then, again, becomes a freedom of choice. You don't have a compulsive need to feed your face. Yeah. You have... It's a much more spiritual place. So that when you're... Then... And you completely change your relationship to diet. Because it's not about the diet. I've been like 40 pounds overweight myself. So when people go, oh, you've never dealt with this, I'm like, want to see? Even on my webpage, I put together a collage for my clients to show them before and after.
Oh, wow.
Because they didn't believe me. So I'm like, look, here is me 40 pounds ago. And I know what it was like. It is an emotional place.
Right.
And I know people know that intellectually, but you can't treat emotion with rule or intellect. You have to treat emotion with emotion. So if it's an emotional need you have for some kind of filling up, we then have to figure out what that is.
How do folks get involved in the Best Body Blitz?
Well, I mean, I think the easiest thing is just to go to the website coachjoe.org. And on coachjoe.org, it shows you all these offerings, and you can sign up, and you can send questions, and you can find out.
That's really unique, and something I think it takes away a lot of the stigma associated mm-hmm. with being involved, where you're having to share information, and it's all done, you said, on a private
yep.
page.
That's
and
right.
So you're actually building trust
yes.
while you're building your community.
That's right.
So, well, I want to thank you so much for joining me this morning, and this has been fun.
Thank you.
And I look forward to hearing great successes from you and your clients.
Thank you.
And we may have some exciting things to talk about later on in the year.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. I want to give a great big thank you to my very special guest, Joanna Suwala. And don't forget, she's got that great seminar, Taking Stock for the Holidays, Making It Your Best Holiday Ever, this Thursday, December 20th. That, as well as her Best Body Blitz, can all be found on our website at coachjoe.org. To get all the great links from today's interview, be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Action Surge. That about wraps it up here for me. I'm John Largent, and thank you for listening to Action Surge Radio.